Well, I want to bring a little bit to you, a little bit more from last week. It's not going to be a whole lot, I hope, anyway.
这个,
I don't want to take too much time.
这个是接着上一次我没有讲完的哈, 就是上次我们提到神的救恩的这个奇妙跟伟大跟真实。 那么今天我要做一点点的结论, 所以不会太久。
Now, in John 6:44, this is what Jesus said.
约翰第六章44节。
And he's making a statement that is very true. We cannot get around it. We cannot have our own ideas. We have to come by his way.
耶稣很清楚地告诉我们，我们是怎么样能够到神的面前。
He said this, No one can come to me, Jesus, who can forgive your sins, unless the Father who sent me draws him.
若不是差我来的父吸引你，吸引人，没有人能到我这里来，然后接受我的赦罪。
So there is a process that God uses on us.
所以呢，这是一个过程，但是是神啊做啊主动的。
He is the one that draws our spirit to him.
首先他吸引我们。So
you see, salvation is not an earthly thought.
所以所谓的救恩绝对不是世上的一些观念。
There is no way man can do this.
绝对没有人可以这样做。There
are many religions that put man to the fact of what they can do, how much they can do, but that doesn't make any difference.
即使有多少的宗教被人去把它塑造出来，好像把它设立出来，但是呢，就是没有人可以提供救恩。So
whether you were aware of it, or even understood it, God, now listen to this, God came to you.
记得，不管你能不能理解，记得是神主动的来靠近你。
We were not worthy of that kind of thing.
是，当然我们不配。
But somehow supernaturally, God came to your heart
但神自己的奇妙,
and opened it to the plan of salvation.
把这个救恩呢，主动的靠近我们来，向我们打开。
The sad thing is so many have just pushed him aside.
遗憾的是有太多人就这样拒绝了。But
he tells us that if we draw near to him, he's going to draw near to us.
他很清楚的雅各也告诉过我们,如果你们亲近我,就是神啊,亲近神,他就亲近我们。And
he tells us what is the conclusion of God drawing near to us and
当,
us drawing near to him.
当神吸引我们来靠近神的时候,结果呢?
And in this verse he said, and I will raise him up on the last day.
这个约翰的六章四十四节的最后一句,在末日我要叫他复活。So
you see there's a process.
所以这里有一个过程,
God came to us.
神先主动的来找我们。Whether
we understood it at all,
不管理不理解,
he came to you. And if you listened and obeyed and accepted him, he is going to raise us up in the end time.
如果你愿意,你顺服了,你接受了,那结果就是你要复活。
Now I want us to notice something about this drawing.
所以今天我要特别把这个亲近,这个稍微做一点点的分享。Now
the call to draw near to God is an invitation.
好,这个亲近是一个神的一个邀请,你们要来亲近。So
we see it's something that calls out to us, and it's very personal.
那而且呢，这个是很个别性的邀请，就是要不是群体的，是一个别性的邀请。Jesus
gave out invitations to come to the Lord and to have their sins forgiven, but remember, the invitation you had was from God Himself.
就是要记得，耶稣也一样到世上来，就说烦恼苦担重，那到我这里来。 那这个呢是一个邀请，但是不要忘记是神主动的来找你。See,
it's also a promise.
而且呢，不但是一个邀请，而且是一个应许，一个承诺。The
invitation is draw near to God.
那所谓的邀请，就是说你来，你请你来。And
the promise is God will draw near to us.
那这个应许。 他的承诺是,那我就会靠你亲近我,我就会亲近你。
Now we cannot come to him unless he draws us.
除非他来吸引我们,不然我没有办法靠近他的。Now
let's say that we have come to him.
比如说我们已经愿意靠近他,
we've given our heart to him.
我们已经把我们的心交给他。
Now there is the constant process.
但是这里呢，会有一个继续性的一个过程。
But now it's sort of turned around.
但是我们现在的景况呢，刚好相反。
You see, first it said God has to draw us, but now God is telling us to draw near him, that we're going to draw near him.
哦，他的意思是说呢，首先他吸引我们来靠近他，好，之后呢，换过来我们要提出行动，更靠近他。
So the nearness of God depends on how much we draw near to him.
你跟神有多亲近，首先是他主动的，是他给的一个权益，但是有多亲近就看你怎么样来继续的靠近他。
So when a soul sets out to seek God,
当我们开始就是要寻求神的时候
，and I feel that is through the Holy Spirit, He begins to draw us toward God.
这个也是要有圣灵的帮助来帮助我们靠近神。
We see that God sets out to meet that soul.
那因为呢，神已经开了这个这条路，然后呢。也让我们有这样的一个管道可以来靠近它。
So think of it like a magnet.
就好像一个磁铁一样。
Here's me, and here's God.
好，这里有左手一块，右手一块，一个是代表神，一个代表我自己。
So we take the first step to draw near him, and it's like a magnet, he begins to draw near to us.
那首先呢，你也要向前，那他也在向前，两个就靠在一起了。
Now, I'm not talking about the first time that God spoke to your heart and brought you into the kingdom.
我在讲的这个不是在讲第一次你得救的时候。
I'm talking about our walk after that.
我在讲的是你现在每一天的生活跟主的关系就像两块磁铁。
He does not save us from sin just for us to go on our own way and ignore him the rest of our lives.
当你说你得救的时候不是只有那一天那个时刻你重生了之后呢就你过你自己的要过的生活。
He's telling us what is expected of us.
而且呢，他会告诉你说，接下来我希望你怎么走你的路。
So there are many, 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 many times that we have to draw near to God.
那你怎么会知道呢？就只有你一定要靠近神才会知道。
We're always wanting God to do this, and we want to have that joy in our heart. But remember, the step to get these things.Is to get close to God.
当然，我们很渴慕要有喜乐，要有平安，要有一些我们觉得我们的需要的，没错。但是呢，你有没有一方面也在更靠近神呢
？Now I want you to see what this can mean for us.
那什么意思是我们靠近他，他也靠近我们呢
？It means to draw near in our worshiping Him.
当你在靠近神，代表一种意思，说神啊，我是敬拜你的，我是遵从你的。
You know, I told you what He said in His Word.When he said the fact that he saved us so that he would have children that are tried in the fire and come up as pure gold, they love him.
我提过，救恩本身就是要经过一个被考验的路，然后呢是甘心情愿的来爱我们这一位救我们的主。
For those that are studying Revelation with me, this week we're going to understand that coming close to God.
我的英文啊，这个查经呢。正在开始这个启示录，那也就是一个我们怎么样靠近神的一本书。
It's a secret of our life.
是一个我们生命里面很神圣的一个过程。
Because he talked to a church named Ephesians, Ephesus.
那基本上呢，一开始呢，他就是主要要针对教会来讲的，
and we,
特别是以弗所教会。
We read about the book of Ephesus where Paul talked to them.
那你也看到保罗怎么样对以弗所来写信。
But in Revelation, it tells how Jesus talked to them.
但是当你看着以弗所就觉得以弗所教会非常的丰满哈。但是呢，当耶稣来讲以弗所的时候，又看到说他希望我们怎么样
？And he said, "You do many works."
他真的是很肯定哈，你们做的你们很劳苦。
And you keep out the false doctrine.
而且你们很会辨别什么是真的，什么是假的。
And I that's good. I like that.
很好。
But he said, but I have one thing against you.
但是有一件事情要责备的是
，You've lost your first love.
失去了你起初的爱心。
That means our love and devotion and worship to him.
那是就是我们对神的一种忠诚、一种委身这样的一个爱的一个敬拜。
That's what he wants first.
这个是神首要首先要的。
He wants us to come and worship him.
他要我们不管怎么样都要到他面前来尊荣他来敬拜他。
Now what's in worshiping?
那到底我们在敬拜他的时候是什么样呢？
It comes and it means that we respect him greatly.
我们很尊敬他。
We honor him.
我们尊荣他
we're devoted to him.
我们把自己的忠诚献给他
that we're greatly dedicated, and he has our loyalty.
我们就委身了，好像我这一辈子就是委身在你的身上了。这个是我们的敬拜的意思内涵。
And he wants us to praise him.
那我们也要去赞美他，想他的美，他的好。
This is how we express it to him.
这个是我们对他的表达。
So we see here.That he's asking us, this is what is the center of what I am asking you.
所以这个是神把我们吸引我们靠近他的时候，你会知道神要我们对他有这样子的一个表态。
So when you neglect talking to him,
如果你不太跟他讲话
and then you wonder why you can't feel him or can't sense him, that's the reason.
那如果你说，哎呀，我怎么感觉不像不到神呢？那是有一定是有理由的。
How would you like it if the only time your children ever came to you is when they wanted something?
如果你的孩子跟你有对话的时候，总是要来跟你要东西的时候，你会感觉怎么样？
They never told you they loved you. They never showed you they cared about you.
你们彼此没有在表达，在互就好像在对话，然后他也没有跟你表达过他的感恩，你会感受怎么样？
And you see, we are God's children.
我们是神的儿女。
And so He expects us to come. And how do we do it? We do it in praising Him.Tell him how much we love him, how much we adore him, how he's the center of our life.
当你见到这一位创造主，这位我们所敬拜的神的时候，我们会讲些什么话呢？当然一定会有赞美，会有感谢。
There are those who say, my feet never touch the floor off the bed until I have told God how much I love him and how much he means to me and how much I am devoted to him.
有些圣徒这样子给自己啊定一个生活的规律哈，就是我的脚还没有踏到地以前，就先献上我的感恩，献上我的爱，献上我给他的一个啊忠诚。
What a wonderful declaration to say, No, you come first, the very thing in the morning, Lord. You, I want to lift my heart to you.
等于说跟神表达说，你是我的最重要的，你的首，你是我的首要。
Think how you're convinced, you're what you're doing to your heart and to your mind.
那这样的话，当你对神这样表达，你的心思会怎么样？你想想看。
And to your relationship to God.
一方面，你跟神建立了一个很靠近、很亲近的关系；一方面，你的心思也会有一种不同的啊一种啊刚更新。
That's why so many of us are not enjoying our salvation.
为什么很多人没有办法去享受？救恩之乐的原因就在这里。
It's just that we're going through a form and well, I believe you, Lord, but only time we get that sincere many times is when we're need him, when we have want something, when we're fearful. But that's not when he wants us to come.
因为我们在我们的理性上或在我们的口头上敬拜他，但是我们的心并没有领受他去享受他，所以当然我们就会产生一个疏离的一个表态。
He wants us to develop that relationship.
神知道这个对我们很重要哈，他要我们好好的去建立这种跟他的亲近的关系。
I've often talked about my aunt. You know,
我常常提到我的姨妈。
But that's the kind of relationship she has.
那一种那么亲密的那种对神的关系的表达呢，才是真正的敬拜。
She walked with him. He was a part of her.
就好像寸步不离。
And so when she went to him, it was, Father, this is what I need now.
所以当他提到说父亲啊、天父啊或主啊的时候呢，那个是很自然的。
And God did wonderful things in my aunt's life.
有什么这样的儿女跟父母亲要一个他需要的，父母亲不会给他呢？父亲他那个我们的神也是这样对我的姨妈。
Do you know who else had to do this?
还有谁你知道吗
？Jesus.
耶稣也是这样子。
It would tell us how he would get up early and go off to pray.
圣经告诉我们，一大早起来，耶稣就要退开去祷告。
I think we ought to come to the conclusion that if Jesus did this, I should do it even more.
那如果耶稣都需要这样做，那我们不是更需要这样做吗？
And then our praise is spontaneous.
我们的这个赞美实在是太
It's just from a heart that's filled with this love.
实在是一个太奇妙啊，这个爱的表达。
I want you to check yourself today, ladies.
好不好？我们今天稍微自我做一点醒察。
Are you putting him first?
你有把他放在首位吗
？Are you allowing your heart and your mind to be filled with him?
你有没有让你的心灵、你的心思都来充满着他？让他充满着你的心思。
Or are we going through our day with heavy thoughts in our minds and burdens on our hearts and situations that we just don't know what to do about?
还是一大早起来就带着很多的质疑，带着很大的重担，然后过这一天，然后呢，到后来也很迷失，不知道我怎么办。
I think we all must, all of us, I mean me and all of us, must consider, Lord, I want my devotion to be greater to you.
我们一定要有这样的一个意愿说主啊我要把我的最大最重要的这个位置呢留给你
I want you to be first
我要你首要成为我的优先的
I can hear some of you say well sister Sports I don't have much time in the morning
或许有人说我哪有那么多时间啊
Does it take much time to lift up your heart and tell him you love him
你要跟他举目向天跟他说天父我爱你主啊我爱你
Does it take hours to express your love and devotion?
你要讲一句我爱你需要用一个小时吗
You know by your own human love
像我们平常我们有爱我们的四周围的
人 But it doesn't take long to let your child know how much
你的孩子怎么知道你爱他呢需要花很多时间吗
Or your mother
你的配偶之间呢或者是你的母你的家里面的长辈呢你要需要花很多时间才他们才知道你爱他吗
Each of you understand what it does for you when somebody lets you know that they love you
那是在于心里面一个非常真诚的表达他们会知道说你很爱他
And our God loves us so much he gave us life
那他爱我们爱到的地步把儿子的生命给我们
Our God loves us so much he said I'll never leave you nor forsake you
而且呢他不但救我们而且他说呢我不会离弃你我不会离开你跟你在一起的
Our God said that I'm going to work out even the hard things and evil things I'm going to work them out for your good
那即使你碰到难处我不挪开但是呢会变成你的益处
I'm even going to discipline you hard sometimes.
那有时候爱我们的父神他也会管教我们。
That's because I love you.
因为他太爱我们了。
I want to teach you.
他要教我们。
So you see, he loves us. Let us cultivate in our lives a love, a thanksgiving, a praise, a worshiping time, just in our lives that can, I think it can almost transform us.
那当我们真的是很用心很重视的去把我们的爱表达给神的时候我们赞美他我们感恩他的时候呢事实上 他所回应给你的是你不能想象的
Another thing that we can draw nigh to him is we can ask counsel of him
那当我们在靠近他的时候一方面我们也在寻求他的意见
He's the great counselor
他是我们最大的一个最好的一个咨询师
Talk to him about your directions you should take
问他一下我该怎么办我该怎么做决定该往哪里走
You have perplexed questions, Lord. How can I deal with the children today to get them to do and help them to learn?
比如说呢我对我的孩子想要教他们这样我怎么教他呢跟神讨教
Lord, my husband and I are coming up to some real problems.
夫妻之间的问题也是一样
I need your help and your direction.
神啊我真的需要你帮助我帮助我们夫妻的关系
And I want to tell you something about this one.
那接下来
Many times they'll say, you know, you have some faults.
那当你跟神讨教的时候呢神会让你去看到
Some of this is
you. 是你的问题
You need to straighten out.
所以呢他需要你能够改变
You say God doesn't speak to me in words. Nobody does in words in the Bible.
或许你说好像神明从来没有跟我这样子用声音对我讲话但是他会用他的话语圣经的话语来对你启发
But it may be a little while that suddenly comes out in the word of God as
因为你的心向他向着他的时候呢那些话语那些他的话语就会活生生的在你的生命里面起了作用
But if you don't read the Bible
但是问题是你如果不读圣经
You don't make this a place that you're going to find much of the answers to your
problems. 如果你想法认为说圣经，我不是从圣经找答案的话，那当然你就没有办法领受。
How can he direct?
那他怎么样可以引导你呢？
So you can see these all follow each other in our life. If our life is going to be full with Christ,
如果我们的生命中要充满着我们的神，充满着主耶稣的话，那我们就需要这样子来得着他。
So we have to see these are some of the things that are so vital.
这些是很基本很需要的。
To give us a conquering Christian life.
让我们有一个很稳的根基来走我们的人生的道路。
Some of us live in defeat. Defeat. Some of us live in defeat.
有时候我们是好像是一个拒绝的。
Feeling things doesn't even, I don't know what to do. Life doesn't even.Matter to me. I'm just sick of it all.
感觉好像对生命呢都很非常的不顺利，所以呢，我们感觉好像是被拒绝的。
He tells us that's a sin.
那神说
，When we get to that place,
是不是有罪呢
？We have to understand that I have a heavenly father.
既然我有个天父，我怎么会感到我的生活、我的生命是这么的糟糕呢
？That even feeds his little birds in the air. There's things that he has done that they will be fed.
当你在想说好像都神都不照顾我了，或者怎么那么就那么难的时候呢，也想想看说那个小鸟，神都这样子不在照顾他们的生命，那何况我们呢
？How much more he can do for us？
我们比小鸟不是更贵重吗
？He wants to be a true counselor to us。
那他要成为我们一个真正的给我们最有智慧的一个咨询师。
David found that secret.
那大卫就知道这个秘诀了。
David became beloved by God.
那这个大卫被称为是合神心意的人。
And God said to David, "You will rule during the millennial time. You'll be a prince along with Jesus."
所以神就赐福大卫，他的王位呢要到永远。
David, when he was a boy, would look up in the sky, a young man.
这个年轻的大卫年轻的时候
and he would look at it and think, "Oh, the glory of God."
他看到天空，看到什么？看到神的荣耀。
David had a little harp and he began to sing and make up his own songs.
他会自己作曲，弹些小调。
You know, those of David's Psalms, he made them up. They were from his heart.
所以我们在念的诗篇是从他心里面发出来的。当然借着圣灵的感动他发出来的。
Been such a blessing down through these years to so many people.
你看多久了这些诗篇成为我们的福气。
Why? Because David learned the secret.
他怎么有这些呢因为他得到秘诀靠近神。
You said, but David failed God.
可是大卫也做错事啊。
But you know, if you read on, you find out that he lived 1 year in agony.
但是你要知道，他也付上了代价。
Feeling so bad about what he did.
如果你看诗篇他的形容的话
，asking God to forgive him.
他的那个犯罪后的那个痛苦哈，他怎么样来求神饶恕他
？He didn't go on sinning.
他没有继续的犯罪。
He once more drew near to God.
反而呢，他更要靠近神。
You see, this we today.Have special privilege.
今天我们实在有很大的权益。
In Moses' day,
在那个摩西的时候
，Has God chose the children of Israel?
是也是一样，神拣选以色列人，他主动。
He would meet with them in the temple or in the tabernacle.
那神跟他们就是显现的地方就是会幕或者是圣殿。
God really didn't draw near to them.
其实那个时候神并没有靠近他们。人靠近人
，They had to go to him.
他们是要聚集到。
You see, God told
会幕或圣殿那里。
God told Moses, "What? Don't come near me."
甚至神还会说不要靠近。
Take your shoes off.
鞋子要脱掉。
This is holy ground.
因为这是一个圣地。
But then, when God talks to the sinner under Jesus, because Jesus died for our sin, and now there's atonement.He said, "Draw near to me, and I will draw near to you."
当耶稣我们献上这个赎罪祭之后呢，对于我们这些本来是罪人呢，神说来过来靠近我，过来靠近我，我就亲近你。
Now the ground between God and the sinner has been sprinkled with the blood of Jesus Christ, and he can come near, and we can come near.
在我们过去蒙恩的这样的一个不配的人跟神之间呢，现在是很亲近的，因为我们有耶稣的宝血。来洒在我们的上面。
So we also see that God wants to do for the sinner but he also wants to do for us today.
那不管他是在吸引这些还没有信的人，还是说对我们这些信的人，都是在吸引我们靠近他。
Now, drawing near to God has many benefits other than what I've talked about.
当我们刚才提到说我们靠近神的时候呢，有多少的这样的一个好处？益处
Are you tempted? Are you seem like but you can't hardly resist sin?
当你在对于这个试探胜不过的时候
And quick to fall back into it?
好像你没有办法力不能胜的时候
God said, draw near to God.It helps us to resist the devil.
他说呢，你
靠近我 because we're closer to God.
你靠近我，然后魔鬼就逃跑了。
Drawing near to God helps us to become more pure.
靠近神，你会越来越洁净。
That wonderful being close to Him, to His pureness, it keeps us from sin and the evilness of sin.
这个洁净呢，就会让我们可以就是免于我们受试探，或者救我们脱离凶恶。
No one can come close to God that it doesn't become sorrowful for their sins.
那当我们说我们靠近神的时候，一定会常常会为我们在神面前不够的亏欠的，一定会有一种哀痛。
That's what produces repentance.
那这样的话就会让我们悔改。
When God comes, when the Holy Spirit comes to our life, suddenly it's all bright to us that we're sinners.That we need to be forgiven, and it's because of the nearness that God is coming.
好像打开了我们的眼睛，看到我们的问题，然后呢，就好像给我们开一条路，就感觉说我们靠近神了，然后神就赦免我们的罪。
I want to remind you something.
我要提醒大家。
I believe you could go through the whole Old Testament and will not find where it says you must forgive.Sins. You must forgive those who sinned against you.
旧约呢39卷里面从头找到尾，看看有找到说要这个饶恕的这个事情吗
？Forgiveness came under the blood.
饶恕一定要是在耶稣的宝血下面。
In other words, I'm saying to you, when Jesus said, "You must forgive, or I will not forgive."
那就是为什么耶稣说呢？你要饶恕人如
So drawing near to God helps us to forgive.
当你靠近神的时候，也会帮助你去饶恕。
I know. I believe that's because in the Old Testament they had no way of being able to forgive only by sheer, force. But in the New Testament, we have the Holy Spirit to help us to forgive.
在旧约的时候，完全是人为的仪式也好，或者是献上牲畜也好，啊。但是呢，就是每一年都要做，都要继续的做。那到了新约的时候，就只有耶稣基督一次，然后我们就完全的被赦免。
Now drawing near to God helps us to think of what eternal life.
当我们靠近神的时候，就是让我们眼睛盯着永生。
The closer you get to Him, the further the world is.
越靠近他，你就越离开世界。
And the closer you get to Him, you think about, oh, one day you're.
越靠近他，你就越想到耶稣要来
了。One day you're going to take me home.
有一天你要把我带回去。
What a wonderful thought!
这不是很奇妙的一种美妙的想法吗
？That's why we, as children of God, has a blessed hope.
所以，那为什么我们说会有那种活泼的盼望？当你靠近他的时候，这个盼望就在我们的心里面。
And the closer you get to God,
越靠近他
，the sweeter heaven is.
天堂对你会越真实，而且会。
In Romans 8:27, he tells us.
那在罗马书的8:27,
and he who searches hearts know what is the mind of the Spirit.
鉴察人心的
because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God.
鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意。
It's through the Holy Spirit
都是借着圣灵
that we can get to God.
我们可以来靠近神
And we have to realize that God is the Trinity.
那神是三位一体的神
So as the Spirit deals with the human in us, God is there to work in our lives.
神是灵，我们是人，没有错。但是呢，有圣灵，三位一体的圣灵就在我们当中。来把我们帮助我们靠近他。
I talked to you about David.
刚才提到大卫。
And this is what he wrote.
他这样想。
You have said, talking to God, seek my face. My heart says to you, your face, Lord, do I seek.
他 他说呢，我要寻求你的面，你告诉我，你检查我的心思，我要寻求你的面，我要来靠近你。
There was a desire for him to seek God.
那在里面呢，自然就生出那种要寻求神的这样的意愿。
He didn't always come and rejoicing.
他不是每次见了神的时候都是很喜乐的。
He would come and cry out, "Why are they trying to kill me?"
有时候是很心里面是。很苦的，为什么他们这样对待我？他们我的仇敌怎么这样对待我
？He brought all these things to God.
那他把所有他心里面的愁闷呢，都交给神。
The good, the bad, the indifferent, he looked to his God.
好的、不好的、闷的、痛苦的，完全就把它倾倒在神的面前。
Because there was something in his heart.
在大卫的心里面。
That said, "Your face, Lord, do I see."
他说。我唯一就是要寻求你的面。
Oh, that God would imprint on our hearts.
愿意神把这样的一个想法刻上的心里面。
To truly be victorious.
让我们就承认说我是可以靠着主得胜的。
To spend, not to spend our day in just a little prayer that we may feel that we need to give.
不要感觉好像哎呀
Lord bless me and my husband and my family and be with us.
我今天做几个祷告为丈夫、为妻子、为孩子做几个。祷告，然后就是我跟神的关系了。
But our life is a prayer.
我们的生命本身就是一个祷告。
Oh, it's not always an audible prayer.
我的意思不是说你好像总是在那边握着手，然后就眼睛闭起来跟他说话，不是这个意思。
Sometimes it may just be a word we say.
有时候你就有一个心意这样子从你的嘴巴蹦出来。
Every once in a while, we might say, "Lord, I love you, Jesus, I love you."
突然间你就说，哎呀，主啊，我好爱你啊。
We think about him, and we think about scriptures. Maybe while we're driving, or maybe while we're contemplating other things, we're thinking many times his scriptures may come to our mind.
当你在意他的时候呢，他的话也会在你不管是开车做事情的时候，就会浮现在你的脑子里面。
We are his children.
我们是他的儿女。
But we're also going to be his priests.
但是记得我们也是他的祭司。
We're going to be rulers.
我们要跟他一起掌权。
So if we cannot learn to draw close and to listen to him. He'll never be priests and rulers.
如果我没有办法现在去靠近他，然后呢，从他领受这些他要给我们的天职里面的这些特性的话，我们如何以后跟主耶稣一起掌权呢？
You say,
什么祭司呢？
Sister, I can't be perfect. I didn't ask you to be perfect.
我没有说你一定很完美。
You might say, but you know, I have faults. I didn't say you didn't have faults.
那我也知道我们会有错误的时候。
He told us we're fighting the flesh.
因为我们这个
That's your longings and your desires.
我们会有相争哈，我们的血气会。
He said, "We're fighting the world. That's those things around us that cause us."
我们要跟自己相争，我们要跟世界世俗相争。
And he said, "We're fighting the enemy."
我们要跟我们的这个敌方，就是撒旦相争。
But the secret of it is to know how to keep close to him.
只有一个秘诀，
靠近神。Learn how to call on him.
寻求他，呼求他。
Learn how to draw near to him.
学习靠近他。
And get the benefits of truly what he wants us to.
然后呢，从神那里去领受刚才我说过的这么多这么多的益处，对我们的益处。
You know, we have a situation here when somebody may come to your house when you're busy, but there's somebody that you don't mind. But come in and say, "Oh, I'm sorry if you're busy."And you say, "Oh, I don't mind. Anytime you want to come, you're so welcome."
你们碰过这种情况？有一个人，你是跟他很亲的、很熟的，他突然间来找你，没有告诉你，他说，哦，对不起，你在忙吗？你会说没关系。
And God's saying to us, "Anytime you want to come."
就像这样子，神说，任何时间，孩子，你就来找我。
You don't have to dress up.
你不需要穿的怎么样，多么怎么样。
You may be going through some fears, but you want to give them fears to me.
那如果你刚好心里面有一些重担呢、害怕，就来找我。
And by faith, I'm taking these fears.
你呢？你就信任我，然后呢，我就会解决你的
I will give you
害怕的问题，我会给你平安。
He said, "Those that keep their minds stayed on me."
如果你的心思都放在神身上，
perfect peace.
然后就会有十分的平安。
Think about your life.
好好的我们看看我们自己的生命。
Think about what you do.
看看我们一天是怎么过的，怎么做的。
Think about the little tiny place you give to God in your life.
想一想，说我有什么就把它归属于神了，就好像把它归给神了。哪一个地方，哪一个时间？
and realize you are cheating yourself.
Cheating yourself.
By giving him such a little place.
Oh, okay. 好，对不起哈。他说呢，啊，想一想，如果你看一下，检查一下，我们给神的就这么一点点，一丁点的话，那我们不是，我们说神啊，我信靠你，那不是在骗他吗？
You know, a king, you have to be announced to get to him.
那对于要去见一个王的话，
you gotta be somebody special.
首先你必须要有一个某一个资格才能见他。
And you better not go before the king unless he wants you to come and he announces.
那除非他容许你，你也不能闯着进去看他。
But let me look at this king, say that.
那我们看看我们这天上的王。
And a little boy comes running in.
一个小孩子冲过来，
up,
到了王的这个啊宝座前。
Does the king rebuke him and say, "Get him out of here"?
你会认为我们这个天上的天父会把他赶走吗？
No, the king lifts that little boy up.
他可能会把他抱起来，
puts him on his lap, gives
放在他的大腿上面。
Maybe a kiss.
就像以前主耶稣一样啊。
What do you want, son?
你要什么呢，孩子？
That's a child's place.
这个叫做神的儿女。
To the heart of a father.
是神心目中的，
and we can have as much of that.
如果我们有能够抓住这样的啊，又跟神的关系
，as we want. You know, the devil may put some blocks that you can't, you think you can't get there, but through the power of God, you can still get through to Him.
记得
tell the devil he's a liar. Jump over his barriers by faith.And get to the.
有时候撒旦魔鬼，因为他就是不要你靠近神，所以他会啊放一些绊脚的，或你想认为不可能的。但你要记得，你一定要拒绝。
So let us get something in our hearts like David.
让我们的心跟大卫一样。
My heart says to you, "Your face, Lord, will I see."
神啊，我就是要寻求你的面，我要见你的面。
Father,
亲爱的天父。
So what a wonderful privilege.
多么大的一个权益
to call you Father,
可以称你为阿爸父神
to know that you're there,
知道你就在这里
that if we will call upon you, you will answer.
当我们呼求你的时候，你就回应我们
We've lived so below that privilege.
我们实在是都没有去领受你这样的权益
We've let the world drown you out, and our flesh drown you out.
我们常常让我们的血气，我们的这个世界把我们拉开。
Help us to say from this day, Lord, I'm going to seek your face.
帮助我们每一个人在你面前说，神啊，我要寻求你的面，我就是要只要寻求你的面。
Thank you for the privilege.
谢谢你给我们这样的权益。
In Jesus,
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.God bless you all.
Okay. 好，如果有谁要跟妈咪